2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au, up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed quaddie pool on day two of the championships today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
It's 8 o'clock, right on. Racing HQ Saturday about to launch into our 10-race preview of day two of the championships. Ron Duffacy is with us. He's been with us all the way along with a new set of headphones too. He's just feeling very happy with himself. Yeah. Egg and bacon roll, coffee and new headphones. Fantastic.
Ready to go.
As we welcome in from the TAB, Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Muns.
Yeah, got nothing.
There you go. Hang on.
Got zero of what they just said.
Ronnie finished with you. Absolutely zero. I'm still working on the 1937 headphones here.
You're working up
with a crystal set.
But it goes with Larry. It just, everything goes to plan. But I tell you something, we're not going to waste any time today. Let's jump straight to Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Mark, a lot of attention on the track. Heavy dew this morning. They've left it an eight, but I guess we'll wait and see what happens with that first race, which is still early, isn't it? 11:30.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. It is an early start, so hence for the reason we've stayed with the heavy. But look, we'll assess it after the first, and we didn't get all that much improvement last week, so I think we'll just start cautiously and see how it races, as I said, for the first race.
Okay, all right. Well, what have you got for us?
In the second race, Andrew, Brazil, it was eased down and eased straight and up Rosehill on the 11th of March, but it was found to have bumps post-race, and William Buick indicated that it had made some respiratory noise during the run. So the horse was sent back to the trials, on the 24th of March, and the stables submitted an endoscopic examination and also a vet clearance. So it certainly had a few things wrong with him that day. Bright Edge in the same race, Canberra Guineas on the 5th of March. It was held up for clear running between the 300 and 200, and had to work its way into the clear from about the 200 metres, where it found the line quite strongly, just beaten 2.8 lengths and finishing third in the Canberra Guineas. Take it then over to the fifth race, the Arrowfield Sprint, and Glen Orr out of the Galaxy on the 18th of March. Getting to the first turn, it had to be checked and crowded, got back, and then in the straight as it was working, the clear running was just carried wider, and I thought its effort was pretty good in the circumstances, beaten just on 5 lengths by Russian Revolution. Global Glamour also on the 11th of March out of the Coolmore. Connections there just indicated that the horse, in their view, didn't run out a strong 1,600 metres, so obviously back today to the 1,200 metres might assist. Take it into the Cup, Andrew, and Kinema. It just pulled extremely hard in the Chairman's Handicap on the 1st of April last week. And I thought its effort in the circumstances was pretty good. It was beaten 10 lengths by Big Duke, but as I say, it didn't settle at any stage of the event, and should it settle today, it might improve. Chris Waller did indicate to us that he would give the rider the option of going forward today as well, so we might just check those tactics before the first to see what the instructions are going to be. But they're probably the pick of the Mandarin.
Righto, we'll watch all that unfold, and it's just going to be a highlight day of racing. Let's hope it's a quiet day in the jockey, in the stewards / jockeys room. Thanks very much, Mark.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Mike Fraser is with us with Ron Duffacy. They're going to be passing on their thoughts. I'll give you Darren Flindell's tips. And don't forget, the gates open at 10, and then at 10:15, it's the general public. So the members at 10 this morning with the first at 11:30. Righto, Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Let's go and start this massive day of racing. The Adena Apartment Hotel's Fernhill is the first at 11:30.
Yeah, I thought they would have named it the Happy Birthday Michael Fraser for during the week.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. How did you know?
I was out with Stewie on Thursday night, he told me.
I'm going to put it back in the calendar in my phone. Let's have a look at the market.
So now he gets a gold Opal card. The first here, where we've got Murahib, is a $4 chance. All Too High Ing at $12. Toga Picta is a $7 chance. Coulthard is also a $7 chance. Metal Kun at $16. Ace High, now he's got blinkers on and the winkers taken off, and that's a late gear change. The blinkers on, I think David Payne's got fined 200 for the late gear change. Zeppelin with the blinkers off at $15. Earth Angel at $7.50. Whispered Secret at $4.80. And Yorkshire Rock is a 200 to 1 chance, or $201 in the new language. Best supported runner here is Murahib, the toppy, 460 into $4. Best supported to beat it is Earth Angel, the stablemate, is 8 to 750. Third pick and biggest firmer is Whispered Secret, who's $6 into $4.80.
You got carried away with those gear changes and didn't give a price for Ace High.
Oh, sorry, Ace High is $8.50.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, I think barriers 1 and 2 will sort this out. Zeppelin from barrier 1 and Murahib, the toppy, I think they'll press forward. Now that John's indicated that Otoga Picked is going to go back, it'll probably finish up back near last because there's speed underneath it. The other ones there that I won't have too far away are Metal Kun and All Too Hoyung, won't be far off them. But with John's going back, it probably hasn't taken any speed out of the race. I think they'll roll along at a true pace, Ron.
Yeah, they should do. Yeah, you would expect so. You know, these two-year-olds, first time at a mile for all of them, actually. Look, I...
There goes Blake Shin walking park. He's just been out for a morning walk and getting the last little bit off.
Actually, he's here dropping his gear off, Andrew.
Oh, he's dropped off the gear.
Yeah, he's had a little bit of a stroll as well, but that was the main reason.
He's got a bit of sweat gear on.
Yeah.
Look, I don't mind this race. I'm backing 3 and 6. I'm tipping Toga Picta. He's a nice horse. He never got a rest there at last time at Mornington. It's his first try on a wet track, but being out of that mare Purple, remember her in the wet? She was a beauty, and being by Lonro, I think all things point to him being a mudlark. I'm taken with Ace High. I thought his last little bit of the sires was very, very good. In Melbourne, he's come back and his trial was excellent. I would have thought in that trial since. So David Payne, once he gets these two-year-olds to a mile or further, he's the man. He's got a terrific record. Murahib, it was a month between runs, only first time on the heavy last time. He still run through the line. He's a very talented horse, and I do respect him here. And Whispered Secret, she looks like she's very well fancied. She's got a strong winning a maiden at Newcastle there, second up, and her pedigree suggests that mile will be excellent for her, being by High Chaparral. I like this race. 3 and 6 are my bets from 1 and 9.
Yeah, look, it's a very, very good race, and I'm very, very bullish about one in this. Also, Ace High, number 6. I've been quite taken with this horse. He was spinning his wheels in the race there at Flemington. He came off the bit like 900 out. You know, it was a fast-run race. He was sort of struggling to keep up, but when he sort of got into the latter stages of the race, he was in slightly inferior ground, but the best part of his race was the last 80 or 90 metres where I thought he got to the line nicely. But the thing that sold me was this trial the other day behind Takedown. Here's a two-year-old matching it with him and really didn't come off the bit with Ty England on board there. Very strong past the line. They ran an amazing time. They ran, I think, 2.4 seconds quicker than Global Glamour in a different heat over the same distance. I think this horse is the real deal, and Corey's just got to get him into the right spot, and I think he'll win. 3's the danger, Toga Picta. Now that's going back, things have made a little bit harder for it, but got plenty of ability to the horse, there's no doubt about that. 9, Whispered Secret, been impressed with both its provincial runs. Certainly has a bit of style about it, lovely action, and overcame difficulties to win last start there. And the top weight Murahib comes here with, he was wide in the diamond, was pretty good in the swept positions behind the mission, and, you know, from that inside draw is going to get a good run. I think 6 will be really hard to beat. I've backed it, and I've made it my best bet of the day. 6-3-9-1.
Big confident start there from Mike Fraser. Darren Flindell calling 9 of the 10 today, and in the first, Darren likes number 8, Earth Angel, to beat 9-6-1, 8-9-6-1. Glenn, race 2 here, due at 10 past 12.
Yeah, the TCL South Pacific Classic. Was this a race Handfast one the other year from Barrier 1? We've got Echo Effect here. It came out on Friday, hasn't she? Had a terrible run of luck with it, Echo Effect.
Yeah.
It came out on Friday, 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Christian Buchanan, of course, the trainer I'm referring to there. Bezel, with the tongue tie on, is an $8.50 chance. Peacock at 10. Brinich at 5. Generalissimo, 11. Hysterical was vetted yesterday after it had an accident in the Walker on Wednesday and got 2 stitches above its eye. Is a $5.50 chance. Alliterate at 61. Rosa Carolina is 9. Uber Tuba at 16. Sirens Fury at 21. Red Hearts at 14. Arpiata is a $16 chance. Screamer at 12. And Travon Call with the winkers on is a $13 chance. So $5 the field here. Brinich the favourite. I can't say it's been a vigorous betting race. Best supported runner is Arpiata, and I'm going to go with that as the name.
It is.
Yeah, 26 into 16. Second pick dollar-wise is Hysterical. We bet as much as 8 into $5.50.
Yeah, with the scratching of Echo Effect, I think I'm left with Hysterical, taking up the running from an inside draw. Others that won't be too far away, I think Rosa Carolina, it'll come across from a wide draw with Red Hearts. And the others posing up just behind them would be Yuba Tuba and Generalissimo, won't be too far away. But I've got Hysterical pressing on from that inside draw, Ron.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you said with the scratching of Echo Effect. He's left with the running here, this filly, Hysterical. But look, I'm specking this long shot, Arpiata. The stable thought enough of him to run in the Zenitive first up. Good improvement there, second up. I see in the stewards' report he threw both back shoes there. Whether that means anything, it's hard to gauge, but it's something. He won his maiden first start in a race on a soft seven, and that's where he really impressed that day. And listening to David this morning, he seems quite comfortable to have him back on softer footing. I just think a lot of these horses in this race are going up and down in the one spot and going nowhere at the moment. So I'm just looking for a horse on the rise, and this could well be the one to identify. Third up, off an improving run. He's on top. I think the danger could well come from Screamer here, number 13. It scratched when it got its leg over the barrier last week, but he's going well this prep. The form race first up. I Thought So race. That's been 6 winners come out of that race that maiden at Randwick that day. And then at Mornington the other day, didn't have any luck at all. So I thought Screamer was the danger of the others. 8, Rosa Carolina is an improving filly and much better. I would have thought going forward last time, and that could be a similar case here again. And Best of the Rest is Hysterical now that she gets the lead on her own without Echo Effect pestering her. I'd expect an improved run. Tough race, 12, 13, 8, 6.
It is a tough little race, this one, because as you said, there's horses going up and down in the one spot. We've got 4 of them that have had not so much setbacks, but they've had, you know, realigned their form with little freshen ups and barrier trials. So, you know, there's a bits of to and froing here. And I've gone with Hysterical from the Waterhouse Botyard. Was impressive winning second up at Rose Hill, ran good time in a Fillies and Mare 72. Was an on-pace failure in the Kembla Classic at her next start. She could have taken a little backward step from that big rating at Rose Hill. She was beaten 8.5 lengths. She's been back to the trials at Hawkesbury. She had a nice cold trial there. And if she can bounce back to the rating she produced at Rose Hill, coming back in distance to 1,400 again today, and with a soft lead, I think she may, you know, acquit herself quite well. I've got her on top of Brynick, number 4. Also had a freshen of 34 days in a trial. Her form prior to that was quite sound. She was good at Rose Hill. She was luckless at Canberra. And she did win quite well first up at Canterbury. So she's ticking along quite nicely. The barrier's a bit of an issue. She's going to have to go back. Needs run-on sort of things to suit her. But if that's the case, I'm sure she's got something to offer. 13, Screamer down the bottom. She's been luckless in all 3 runs. Luckless at Canterbury, at Randwick first up. Then she was on speed at Kembla in the worst ground. And then last start, she was sort of held up and didn't really get clear till late. So she's got plenty to offer also. And for 4th, number 5, Generalissimo. Now, I think this horse is just a slight query at the 1,400, but certainly going well enough. Was stuck down in the inferior ground last start and has got 1,200 metre ratings to suggest it can race well in this. It's just got to run the trip. Interesting race, tough race. I'm 6-4, 13 and 5.
Yeah, well, Darren Flindell's going for Travancore, number 14, to beat 4, 11 and 6 in a different sort of set of numbers there. It maybe tells us just what a sort of race it is.
I got a big query on Travancore. Mm. It comes out of that same thing that I thought so form. Different race, though. And then, actually, I think Didham's was in that race as well last time. So that's got a bit of form about it.
And he was in at Newcastle, Travancore. I'll tell you what race
was.
Yeah,
he was.
Was
scratching there.
Race 9, which is the...
We don't need to worry because it's not
class
there.
Class 2, he was.
It's running here.
Yeah, I know.
So 14, 4, 11 and 6 in race 2 for Darren. Race 3, the 2-year-old or one of the featured 2-year-old races of the day, the Group 2 IG Share Trading Percy Sykes Stakes. Small field, but Well, give us the market, Glenn.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. We've got Formality here as a $6 chance. Teaspoon with the winkers off at $10. Shoals at $3.60. Serena Bay, talking about Goulburn form, at $4.40. Villa Colotta is a $16 chance. Almanzora, $3 and favourite. And didn't mention it, cross noseband on, but nose roll off at $71. Now, might only beat a field of seven. There's genuine money for four of the seven runners here. Slightly more money for Almanzora than there is for Shoals. Formality next pick, and then Serena Bay. But this is a race that we've had a market up for a number of weeks. One of those futures markets. You could have got like 11 Formality, 26 Teaspoon, 26 Shoals, 51 Serena Bay, 51 Villa Carlotta, 26 Almanzora, and 51 to 71, the bottom one.
Yeah, look, it's only a small field, but, gee whiz, it's an interesting little speed map here. I've actually got the bottom one, didn't mention it, pressing on and working its way to the lead. Teaspoon and Serena Bay posing up behind it. Formality and Shoals both drawn nicely. They're not going to get too far away. And this Almanzora, Corey's got a little bit of a decision to make there because, as I say, the barriers 1, 2, 3 and 4 underneath him are all sort of go-forward horses. So they'll be bunching up there, and the only other one is Villa Carlotta, and it'll be tailed away. But interesting map, Ron.
Yeah, very interesting map. So I think, like you said, when you pick up these fields on Wednesday, oh, gee, this is disappointing. And then you get into the guts of this race. It's a beauty. There's some huge wraps on these up-and-coming last start winners, and obviously we've got the depth of form in the top two if they're not coming to the end of it. But look, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and I was just loved the win of Villa Carlotta at Almanzora at Warwick Farm in that maiden. You know, Brenton just sat on her, he sneezed on her, and she took off, and then he throttled her back down. I look, just if you're watching on Sky, it's just an amazing. I thought it was an amazing win. He just quickens up there, and then she sprints. You can see her even get down low when he slaps her, and then he'll then throttle her down again a bit late there, and I thought she was fantastic. Liked a little bit more of a push from John this morning. He says it's all coming soon for a second start in a race, but I think she's up to the task. 53 kilos, I'll go with her. I thought she was the best of the day. I respect Serena Bay. Looked a different horse first up there at Goulburn. She also savaged the line there, and it looks to be timing here with her. Also, three Shoals. The Victorians are saying she's high quality. So must respect that. And Formality probably would have been hoping for this track to be drying out a little bit more for her, but her form prior to the slipper was impeccable. 6, 4, 3, and 1.
Sorry, good
Mike, how do you see the Percy Sykes?
I've gone with the Freedman Train Shoals here, this filly. She's unbeaten, as they just pointed out. She was good on debut, winning easily at Seymour. Then she came to Flemington. Got the job done there. Ruined the strongest part of her win at Flemington was the latter stages. Both of those races have been franked. The Seymour win, as a number of runners have come out and performed well since. And the Flemington win, she beat four last start winners in that event. 3-week break up here to Sydney. They know how to travel their horses from a good draw. I expect her to race, perform really well. For Serena Bay for second, she was impressive winning first up there at Goulburn on that transferred meeting with no peace really. And she sprinted to the line strongly. Last preparation, she went ahead first and second run, winning both of those. She'll go forward in the map, get the right run. She's bound to be competitive. 6, absolutely no knock on her. I like her as a horse, this filly from the Godolphin Yard. She was ultra impressive there at Warwick Farm. Wasn't the best ground, but notwithstanding, she let down beautifully, and Brendan did throttle her down. 31 days since that run. That's the only slight query there, and a slight query on the map, but she is a talent. And Formality, as Ronnie pointed out, had a 21-day freshen since failing in the slipper where it was beaten 24 lengths. I prefer them to be beaten 24 lengths than 12 lengths because if they don't put in like that, they got more chance to recover, I think. And the form prior in Melbourne was very, very sound. Good little race, 3, 4, 6, 1.
Darren Flindell likes 4 Serena Bay to beat 6, 3, and 1. 4, 6, 3, and 1 on what will be a beauty, the Percy Sykes. We'll be back in a moment. This is Racing HQ Saturday. The next race is the Provincial Championships.
Day 2 of the Championships is on Saturday, April 8 at Royal Randwick, where racing's best compete for ultimate glory. Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes Day features the Schweppes Sydney Cup and the world's richest 2,000-metre turf race, the Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Buy your tickets today. Visit www.theatc.com.au. The Sydney Carnival. The tradition continues.
At Bingley, we've got a great deal until this Sunday only. Spend $200 or more and you'll get a Bingley bonus gift card worth 10% of your purchase. If you spend $1,000, you'll have a $100 bonus gift card. You'll receive it on the spot and it's yours to spend on anything you like at Bingley. But it's only until Sunday, so make the most of it. Spend more than $200 at Bingley and get a bonus Bingley 10% gift card on the spot. And there's a great deal more in store.
Excludes Asco and Mueller. See bingley.com.au for details.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and then there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Join multiple Group 1 winners, Triple Crown syndications and Bjorn Baker in the thrill of racehorse ownership. Shares are available now in this exceptional filly by Medaglia d'Oro, bred on the exact same cross as scintillating Golden Rose winner Astern. Be part of the Triple Crown winning team and race this exciting filly towards next year's Magic Millions and Golden Slipper. Call now on 9499-5212 or visit triplecrown.com.au. Triple Crown. Live the dream. AFS 307-377.
Australia's best clash at the championship.
Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 1. Every Saturday we're on the radio and the TV. That's how big we've become, the Racing HQ brand.
You have got a little bit of competition today when Sky Thoroughbred Central kicks off at 9:30.
Well, we're all here for the one thing, and that's to promote racing that's on. And what a race this has been already in its small history. And today we've got the Provincial Championship Final, Glenn. Race 4 at 20 after 1.
Yeah, a $500,000 race, and best of luck to all the people who've got qualified their horses for the Provincial Championship, starting with Noble Joey here as an $18 chance. Better Not Blue is at $10. Ziganui at 51. Butteroo Knight at 51. Calabasas with the blinkers on today at $11. Pacific Rain at 81. Virgilio at 71. Mary Orr is a $21 chance. Pomelo, favourite, $2.15. Yeah. Then we go to Dream Lane at 11. Clevedon Bay at 10. Heavenly Anna at 26. Princess Posh with the winkers on at 18. Rebe Rampart at 18. The other Hawkesbury galloper there is Shazzy Lee at $16. Put the pen through all the rest of them, and no deductions for them. This is the best supported runner all day.
$2.15.
There, they've already taken $2.20 this morning, Andrew.
Incredible.
We put it up $3.50 on Wednesday in Final Field. It was $2.40 last night. They put it up $2.20 this morning, and they've taken $2.20 already. Now $2.15. Daylight, seriously, second pick. You have to stretch right back to probably just Better Not Blue, then Noble Joey, and fourth pick is Rebe Rampart.
Yeah, the speed in the race, I heard the boys talking about this earlier. Pomelo will obviously has got the gate speed to take up the run if it so desires. And then there's bits of speed out wide. We've got Pacific Rain, Noble Joey, and Virgilio also pressing forward. Then I had a bit of a gap. A couple of scratchings have come out. The other ones, maybe three pairs back, will be Dream Lane and Heavenly Anna, both beautifully drawn. They can take advantage of that. But I've got four going forward, and they can generate a bit of pace out wide, but then no real pressure behind those four, Ron.
Agree, yeah. So just it's a little bit tricky, you know, as far as the $2.15. I think she's got the ability to say that she's an even money chance here, but the pattern of the day will be vital as well. You know, we're working with a different rail today, and if all of a sudden a few swoopers come into play, she becomes a $3 chance. But I love her. She's still learning race knowledge and how to parade and things like that. But she's black type mare for sure. This good, tough front runner. Very dominant of late. Look at those margins. 6 lengths, 3 lengths, 2.5 lengths after going out hard on a heavy track. Ticks every box. Hard to beat. She picks herself 9. I, I just see value in a few other runners here. The horse that ran second to her there the other day, Heavenly Anna, probably got a long way back and got to the wrong part of the track and did finish off well. Did win second up last preparation and will relish, you know, the couple of these getting at each other here with last look at them. $26 looks appealing to me. Reby Rampage, different horse this prep. I thought a good thing beat in the Hawkesbury heat. And then back that up, going to a good track and then just toying with them, you know, at $9 last time there at Newcastle. All her runs this preparation have been great. She has to go in everything for me, Reby Rampart, and Better Not Blue on a bigger track. Kept nice and fresh for this. Another big finishing effort from him. She picks herself 9-12-14-2.
Yes, she certainly will be hard to stitch. She's a deserved favourite. She's won well all three runs this prep. She's put margins on them. She's pretty much foolproof. She can pull a little bit, but 3 weeks between runs. She's only had one run at 1,400 in her life, and she strolled in running good time at Kembla Grange. So she'll, you know, wet and dry, no problem at all. Got her on top. Dream Lane I've thrown in for second, was wide and a good closing third, first up behind the favourite Rose Hill. Had a nice barrier trial 8 days ago. Has got an inside draw. And was a good fifth in this race last year without much luck. So, you know, a showing from it wouldn't go astray. Two Better Not Blue. Strong on the line first up. Another one that's had a nice little barrier trial since that run. We'll be giving them a start. And, you know, needs that sort of a pattern to suit it. But certainly has the figures to run well if the race stuff suits it. No doubt about that. And for fourth, number six, Pacific Rain. This one's a bit of a value horse. It was big odds when it was a close third at Newcastle behind Clevedon Bay after it was made to do a lot of work in the lead and sort of battled on really, really well. And it's one that can map well at a price. So I think the fave will win. Nine to beat, 10-2-6.
Darren Flindell likes the favourite as well. Number 9, Pomelo, to beat 14-15-2. 9-14-15-2. In the provincial championship final, Mitch Manners gets the honour of calling the race today. So we wish Mitch all the very best in following in the footsteps of Anthony, who called last week the country championship, Anthony Collins.
And he goes to Toowoomba today, Anthony.
He does. He's back home today. To race 5, another of the big feature races, Glenn.
Yeah, the Arrowfield three-year-old sprint here, where we start with Saracen. There's a $15 chance. Impending at $8. Defcon at $17. Derren is an $11 chance. Glen All at $6. Tactical Advantage at $7.50. Crafty Cop is a $26 chance. Tribal Wisdom at $18. Into Orbit with blinkers on at $61. Star of Monsoon at $41. Global Glamour, the favourite, $3.20. And Sprite, Tony Brazel's tip there, a $7.50 chance. Now, this is just from the markets from Wednesday.
Because she was a late entry, Global Glamour, wasn't she? But placed her in there early.
Yeah, we actually put her in at $6, and she was favourite not too long after that when we put her in as not nominated. And when they said, yes, we're definitely going to go there, she was made favourite. Mm. But just betting since Wednesday, she went up $4 on Wednesday. So she's $4 into $3.20. She's the most popular runner. Impending is second pick. He's in a roll, 8.50-8. And third pick would be Glen All, just in front of Derren.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I think the two here have drawn side by side, Saraceno and Global Glamour. They'll both roll forward. Saraceno's quite a quick horse, and Global Glamour's whether she wants to press on and take up the running or sit outside it, but they're the designated leaders. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Crafty Cop and Tribal Wisdom, both beautifully drawn. They should drop into the box seat just behind those two.
Yeah, agree. Two bets for me here, 2 and 5, 5 and 2. I'm tipping 5, Glen All. 3 weeks since slow out in the Galaxy there. I thought his effort was great considering the circumstances. Back to three-year-old grade here. He'll race closer with a cleaner getaway and he'll be hard to beat. I think Impending's his danger. He gave an impossible start in that Jungle Edge race last time where they just strolled along up front. His sectionals were fantastic and he's set to perform at his best on the right day here. No knock on Global Glamour. She just comes off a bad run, but she did freshen up to win that trial quite nicely. And best of the rest, I would have thought, would be this Kiwi Saraceno. He won the Danehill in the spring, this horse, and he's running some good races. And geez, he was tough at New Zealand the other day. They just savaged him all the way there, and he come still come out last man standing. 5-2, 11-1
Yeah, it's an interesting race, this one. I've actually gone with the filly Global Glamour here now. She, third up, she won this track and distance. Then she had two runs. She had the run at Randwick over 1,400 where she was up on a hot speed. And then the run at Rose Hill against the older mare's last start, which was a handicap. She had 55.5 Look, she got the cozy enough run in front. Everyone was saying she got, you know, persecuted in front. I don't agree with that. I think she got the run of the race tough to suit her. But I just think against the older mares there at 1,500, I didn't think she was that well off. She's had that freshen. She showed she's got some spring in her legs with that lovely trial at Rose Hill the other day. And if Karen can, beautiful on-pace jockey too, Karen. If he can come across and either sit outside the lead or press on and take the lead without much pressure, I think she can run well. I've got her on top of the four. Darren, he's another one that I think can bounce back here. Ran on strongly to win at Rose Hill in the best ground, I do concede. But I thought his run at Randwick last start in the TJ Smith was quite okay. Inside advantage that day, he was forced to come down to the centre of the track, and he battled on quite well at 50-1 back against his own age here. The one thing Mark Zara's got to do is I'm hoping that he presses forward a little bit. This horse has got gate speed if they want to use it, and if he can get maybe three or four pairs off them and not have to do too much work, I'm sure he can acquit himself well. Six tactical advantage, another one that was going really well, won a picket fence of races, and then things went astray in the Derby. Munro, at the business end of the race there, he sort of was running in restricted room. He's had 21 days and also had a nice little trial. And number nine, Into Orbit, I thought this one was a little bit of value here insofar as, where is it? I just got it. Here it is here. Its first three runs in Melbourne were terrific, and then it over-raced in the worst ground when jumping up to 1,500 at Rose Hill the other day. Blinkers go on, and I've got it getting maybe three pairs back. I just think it's one that can run a race at a bit of a price. 11, 4, 6 and 9.
Yeah, Darren Flindell likes tactical advantage number 6 to beat 5, 11 and 12. 6, 5, 11 and 12 in the Arrow Field. Every race is a beauty, as is that one. And the next, the James Bogues Premium Australian Oaks. Race 6, Glenn. It's over the 2,400.
Yeah, it's never too early for a Schweppes Pepsi Max, who sponsored the Sydney Cup, but it may be just a fraction early for a Bogues Premium, 8.30, don't you think?
No, it's
depends if you've had a big
somewhere
night.
Somewhere it's
midday. You'd have the shakes at the moment. Well, I'll tell you what, with 90 seconds to go on the football, I was looking for one last night, but we got the chocolate. Righto, here we go in the Oaks for James Bogues Premium. Good morning to Dougie May and all the other boys at Lion. Lasquetti Spirit is an $8.50 chance. La Bella Diosa at 15. Bonaval is favourite at $3.50. Nurse Kitchen's at 5. Harlow Gold's at $5.50. Devise is at 8. Louboutin at $13. Waking Moment, last week's Adrian Knox winner, at $31. Perfect Rhyme, the horse that had beat last Saturday, at $17. Wheel Leisure with a nose roll on at $61. Cambridge at $81. High Impulse at $71. And Llama Hilton, isn't it, Ronnie? Thank you.
Llama,
thank you. $71. I sat with the owner, Mr. Webb, on Tuesday morning. $71, and Zambezia is a scratching. Once again, just from Wednesday onwards here, Bonneval is the best supported runner. She went up a $4 chance on Wednesday, was $3.60 last night. In fact, open $3.60 this morning, is now $3.50. Nurse Kitchen, second pick, a very, very long way away in third pick, is Lasquetti Spirit.
Yeah, well, speed in the race, we just discussed this earlier. Lasquetti Spirit from an inside draw. Doesn't want to get shut out. She takes a little bit of time to get motoring, but if she gets a clear run through on the inside, she'll press forward and more than likely establish some sort of a lead over Louboutin. High Impulse will hold some sort of a spot from that good draw. And the other one I've got going forward there is the New Zealand filly Devise with Damien on board. It's always been in a forward position in its New Zealand runs. But if Lasquetti gets clear air, common sense that she's probably going to open up some sort of a lead, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Look, I'm on Nurse Kitchen's back here. She found a form third up. Timing looks perfect. Should be strong late. Just needs a good ride from Shin and things to fall in place. And I think you're going to see a really, really nice filly. Enormous respect for this Kiwi or Bonneval. She does look top class. The vibes are strong. Sounds like Yui Bowman's really, really happy with her. The facts are that she's had one run right-handed and run off the track and was pulled out of the race. So I don't know whether there was other excuses for that on the day, but that's what the stewards report said. She was on one rein hung, and he had to retire her out of the race. So obviously he's a master, Murray and Andrew, and they've put a lot of work into a right-handed, maybe with some private trials at home. I don't know, but she is high quality. Best of the rest is Harlow Gold. I thought she hit the front too soon in the Vinery. Her timing looks perfect as well. Can't leave out the Sweaty Spirit. She could easily bolt this race in because we just haven't had a feel of her against three-year-olds this preparation, so she might be just coming out of that superior form line. Enormous respect for Devise as well. She is a filly that there's not much between her and Bonneville, and come jump time here, she could well be the forgotten horse. At the moment, she's probably right about the $8, but if she gets to double figures or better, I'm inclined to want to spec her. 4-3-5-1.
Yeah, look, I'm with Bonneville, the New Zealand filly. I've been ultra impressed with her last three wins. She's got Huey on board. She's got the master trainer. And just in relation to that run at Ellerslie when she ran off, I'm you know, trying to read between the lines. That was only her second up run. She was sort of average as favourite first up, and then she ran off the track second up. Maybe her fitness levels weren't up. She went to a different level at her next four starts, winning a picket fence of three wins. Her last three runs, she got up to mile and a half. She should be rock hard fit, and I'm sure that Murray would have given her the grounding to go with the Sydney way of going. And if she hadn't have adapted to it, I don't think he would have bought her here. So you've got to assume that she's going to be cherry ripe this way of going. And if she is, with Huey on board, she'll take plenty of beating. Enormous respect for Nurse Kitchen for all the reasons you said. She was terrific the other day there, third up. She's ready to peak. There's no doubt about that. This horse waking moment, I heard your man Nick Ashman tip this on Formula the other night. And for once, I'm in total agreement with him. Look, that was the last race of the day. The track was torn up. Now, if this filly had been better credentialed, everyone would have said, wow, what an effort. She defied the bias. She was back. She was wide. She came down the extreme outside. Because she was a big price and everyone said, oh, that's an average race, she's been glossed over a bit. I just got a feeling she might be a little bit better than we think. So based on that, I'm putting her in the mix for sure and certain. And for fourth, number five, Harlow Gold, fully fit now after three good runs. She's ready to produce her best. So good race. I think three and four are going to sort it out. I've got respect for eight at the odds and number five for fourth.
3, 4, 8 and 5 for Mike. Darren Flindell likes Devise for Sean Ritchie, number 6, to beat 4, 3 and 5. 6, 4, 3 and 5 in the Australian Oaks. We'll take a break. We're getting through this massive 10 race card. Back in a moment to look at the big group one of the day, the Longines Queen Elizabeth.
Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Han, your Superfund statement came in the mail.
Oh, thanks.
And another one, and another. How many do you have?
Lost track of your super? Paying a fortune in fees? Combine all your funds into one low-fee account with Lucre Super. It's easy and they'll do it all for you.
Mail truck's backing up, babe.
Oh, more super statements?
Yep.
Take control of your super with Lucre Super. You'll see their name on the backside of every jockey this autumn. Jump online today and search for Jockey's Backside.
Consider the PDS on our website before deciding to join.
Join us for the last ever sale at Newmarket, featuring weanlings from proven sires, first crop weanlings and broodmares in foal to top shelf stallions. The 2017 Australian Broodmare and Weanling Sale, April 10 to 12. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
Our next caller, Jack, has something to say to a special loved one.
Yeah, mate. It's the horse. Criterion? Just love him. Backed him at the Queen Elizabeth Stakes in 2015, blew the other horses away, and raced straight into my heart. Love you, Criterion.
Stunning, Jack. It's easy to love a bet on day two of the championships because we've got hard racing offers on all the biggest races. Bet you love that.
Almost as much as I love that horse.
Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Join multiple Group 1 winners, Triple Crown syndications and Bjorn Baker in the thrill of racehorse ownership. Shares are available now in this exceptional filly by Medaglia d'Oro, bred on the exact same cross as scintillating Golden Rose winner Astern. Be part of the Triple Crown winning team and race this exciting filly towards next year's Magic Millions and Golden Slipper. Call now on 9499-5212 or visit triplecrown.com.au. Triple Crown. Live the dream. AFS 307-377.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB.
two of the championships today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Plenty of people out here at Randwick, all the staff getting day two of the championships prepared for you. The gates opening at 10 for members, 10:15 for the general public, and the first at 11:30 this morning here at Royal Randwick. And we're going through the program with Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser with their winners. And we're also looking at a guaranteed pool for the quaddie today, Glenn.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Great bit of placement there by Traffic. That's the people that place the ads there to have that ad for the quaddie. And just to show the generosity of the tab, we're really calling it a...
Ron's just waving. He's on TV.
To Bernadette and
Don't forget the camera, Ron. It's right. Bernadette Cooper.
Just being polite. I don't like to ignore Bernie.
Oh, did you hear that voice talking during the week? TK and Slats. Slats kept having a go at TK for waving at everyone.
Yeah.
But TK was waving at people that were walking away from him.
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't even know. No, yeah. Ron was waving to Bernie Cooper. I didn't mean to ignore her. I'm just explaining why you were waving, because people were wondering why.
And I keep thinking it's radio and not TV.
Yeah, you're on both.
We're back to normal in a couple
Equine
of
artist
no,
with
next
her,
week was
Marianne
still on radio
Lillicrap as well. That was the other lady that was with Bernie.
Let's have a look at the market for the big one.
But I'm just saying the generosity of the tab. It's a $1 million guaranteed pool for the quaddie.
Yep.
So we put Winks in the first leg to make it a $1 million treble, just for everyone there. So here we go. Hartnell, this is the Longines Queen Elizabeth. Hartnell at $12. Exospheric with Winkers on today, worked in those on Tuesday morning at $41. Happy Clappers at $19. The United States at $23. Sense of Occasion, $151. Harlem, $151. Singing, to be ridden quieter, at $300-1. No Doubt at $300-1. And Winks, with the synthetic hoof filler on, of course, plenty's been written about it this week, at $1.10. This day 2 years ago was the last time she tasted defeat, of course, in the ATC Oaks, and she is $1.10. She was $1.10 early on Wednesday, $1.08, $1.12, $1.10, but, she's the best back runner.
What do you want me to say? Nine on top wing. She's in great shape. Well,
hang on. Can you let Mike explain the pace?
Oh, sorry. Does the pace matter to her?
It's the Ron Duffersey show. Sorry.
Has the map changed with singing going back?
It has, actually. I'm left with No Doubt in front and then a bit of a bunch up behind them. I mean, Hartnell, maybe Happy Clapper, the United States. I really don't know what's going to posse up behind them. But as Ronnie pointed out, Huey will just come out and do his own thing. You know, on paper, there's no real pressure here, but it's not going to matter.
That won't matter, no. Take two. What else are we going to say? she's going better than ever. Look, let's just enjoy another moment, hopefully. Nine on top, Winks. I think Happy Clapper can run the Quinella. He ran well in this race last year. He's in just as good a form, I say. The blinkers seem to have switched him on. I see him crossing here and handing up to No Doubt. So he maps well also. Hartnell probably finds his back. And he's been obviously set for this one target all the way through. Whether it's the right target, I'm not sure. But obviously with $4 million up for grabs, it has to be. And the United States, a little bit drier track will suit him. 9-3-1-4.
Yeah, look, she's following the proven... theory here. She's the fourth up at a peak. All three wins have been great. She's just got to, you know, get the right run throughout the race and she'll win by six or seven lengths as usual to beat Hartnell. Good to hear that John said he's going to run his best race of this campaign. From that good draw, he's certainly going to get to smoke his pipe for quite a long time. For you, the United States should be at a peak here, fourth up after a good third in the Randvet. And then Happy Clapper, look, he's on the back up. He doesn't really run 2,000 metres. He was placed in this race last year, but well held. But, you know, he'll be honest enough and he can fill, you know, the fourth spot. 9-1-4-3.
And Darren Flindell likes 9 Winks to beat 1, 2 and 3. 9, 1, 2 and 3. It is a story with Winks that when we preview, we're a bit quicker than all the other races. We're not blowing Winks away,
no. But
she's just so dominant that it's hard to...
Everything's been said about.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you who is struggling. The journos are struggling for stories. Chris Roots got me yesterday, and he said, I've written a story about... I said, how can you write a story about... And he said, I've got one. He said, I've written about Debbie Capitis and the dress or the outfit that she wears.
Right.
She doesn't send it to the dry cleaners. It stays in the cupboard, and she wears it every time.
Every time, the blue.
She had it on at Scone the day
that Winks won in Brisbane to start the run, so she hasn't changed it.
Has she had a wash?
You said she hasn't washed it.
Dry cleaned it.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't washed it.
No, she doesn't want to send it out of the house.
I was going to say, I'm not standing next to Debbie Kapitas today if she hasn't washed it. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Anyway,
morning, Deb.
That's the Longines Queen Elizabeth at 3:15. We can't wait.
Did I say washed it?
Yeah, I thought, Jesus, it's going to stink. Let's move to the next one now.
How do you know that?
Well, you never. Well, if it's been over 12 months since you washed it.
You've just embarrassed one of the principal owners of Winks. Nice work.
I'll tell you what.
He'll come looking for you today. I can give you the tip.
I've stood alongside people that race haven't tubbed themselves in 12 months. I don't know about their clothes they wear. Van Inkham.
Yes. Next to two now.
Once. While he was on a winning streak, he wouldn't have a shower and wouldn't change his clothes. Yeah.
Debbie, don't get to that stage, please. Let's move to race eight. It's the Schweppes Sydney Cup.
Well, I'm going to go and have a Pepsi Max after this. We've got Who Shot the Barman here as an $8.50 chance. Libran at $15. Almoonkith, $26. Tally is a $13 chance. Assign at $7. Chance to Dance is an $18 chance. Big Duke at $2.50 in favourite. Annus Mirabilis at $26. Mr. Impatience at $81. Pinglai Pavilion at $9. Kinemar with the earmuffs on, but the pacifiers coming off at $41. Pentathlon at $100-1. Venga Mask at $21 and Polarisation at $17. Once again, just from Tuesday onwards with this situation, best supported runner is Big Duke. He went up 280 after the draw on Tuesday morning. Second pick is Pinglai Pavilion. And third pick now is Who Shot the Barman.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race is interesting. We've obviously got our two overseas visitors, and as Charlie Appleby pointed out this morning, they're both on-pace runners, so they're both going to press forward. The rest of the field, I think a sign can go forward. A Chance to Dance won't be too far away. A Pentathlon also drawn wide. Those three will come across and try and take up a spot. And how do you pronounce this bottom, the second bottom one, Venga Mask. It's also drawn wide, and it's got gate speed to lead too. So a bit of pressure out wide there, Ron. So with the two overseas horses and those wide runners, they should sort of generate a little bit of pace initially for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like after chatting to Charlie this morning, they want this to run and be a two-mile race. So they'll be rolling, whether it's probably going to be Pengai Pavilion rolling in front here, I'd suggest. I don't know if they've got gate speed, these horses. They just flop out the barriers over there and then they take off. So, look, I'm going with the devil I don't know here in Pengai Pavilion. The vibes are strong. He won it 3,600 first up last preparation. He's been singled out for this race for a while now, and I'm happy to take the price, like $10 or $9.50. He's a play for me, without confidence, obviously. I like a sign. I think he's a tougher horse this preparation. He has a Sydney wet track win under his belt, beating a wet tracker and Astronomus last time. A seven Big Duke, no knock whatsoever, bar the $2.50 that they're serving up. But he's my nemesis. I've been against him twice and he's beat me. So I just can't. I've got to leave him alone. And best of the rest, I thought, well, it could well be the forgotten horse, Polarisation. Apparently there's not much between them, and I think everyone will single out, understandably so, Pengai Pavilion, but Polarisation may get to that $20 plus mark, and then he is a definite, well, maybe we should be saving on this. 10, 5, 7 and 14.
Yeah, I'm with John Wayne here, the Big Duke. He'll do me. He's put a sequence of wins together. His Rose Hill win two runs back was good. Got it on protest. And then his last start at Randwick in the Chairman's, I thought he got the job nicely. In a slowly run race, he sprinted strongly to the line, opened up beautifully for Craig. I don't think there's going to be any issue at all with him running of 3,200. And on Thursday night, you guys are talking a little bit about a drying track. Well, I don't think that's going to really be an issue. I think it's going to play more into his hands with a seven and an eight today. And just gets a good ride from Craig. I think he'd be hard to beat. The danger, I thought, was number five, Assign. Hickmont, Lloyd Williams, terribly hard to handle, these guys. They know what they're doing. Third run up here. at 2 miles after winning the Neville Selwood second up, but that's not going to be an issue. He's probably been primed ready for this, and you know, maybe the Neville Selwood was a bonus because you know he's got the miles in his legs to suggest he's waiting for 2 miles. Third, number 10, Pengai Pavilion, and Polarisation, number 14, down the bottom. Now, I had a good look at both of these horses visually. They've both got nice actions. You know, they both stretch out beautifully over the ground, so really looking forward to see them under race conditions in Australia. 7-5 and a bracket of 10 and 14 for the minors.
Darren Flindell likes Pengai Pavilion, number 10, to beat 3, 7 and 13. 10, 3, 7 and 13 in the Sydney Cup. We move to the final of the Group 1s today, the Coolmore Legacy, the former Queen of the Turf.
Yeah, we've got Silence Edition here, the Melbourne mare, as the $3.80 favourite. She actually went back up $4 this morning. She's already into $3.80. First Seals at $18. Heavens Above's at $8. Real Love's at $16. Zanbar's at $14. Dixie Blossom's at $7. Danish Twist at $12, Rising Romance with blinkers on at $41, Euro Angel with earmuffs on at $41, El Lou at $61, Jessie Bell at $61, Abby Marie $26, Extent Pure Pride is an $18 chance, Alaskan Rose is out, Diamond Made for Brucey Cross at 100-1, Fox Play at $6.50, and the other three-year-old filly, Oregon's Day, is a $19 chance. Best supported runner once again since Tuesday here is Silent Sedition in front of Dixie Blossoms, and they're both actually firmers this morning. Silent Sedition 4-380 and Dixie Blossoms 8-7. They're the top two.
Yeah, Speed Map here is a little bit of a weird one. There's very, very little pressure. I think this top weight can just slide forward at its leisure and take up the running. There's no contenders to pressure it. It's a matter of who's going to posse up behind it on face value. Danish Twist can hold some sort of a spot from a beautiful draw. Extensible won't be too far away. And depends what they want to do on Dixie Blossom. I think they're, you know, Ronnie's a pretty smart guy. I think he's going to realise there's not a lot of pressure here, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see them taking a more forward position on it. So, but I've got the top weight leading unopposed, Ron.
Yeah, it looks that way. Sometimes,
they all change
maybe
their
rising
mind.
Yeah, Rising Romance with those blinkers back on. Maybe I expect Dixie will go forward to a certain extent here. Look, see what she did to him at Randwick when she went forward in the Guy Wilder three starts back, and then it's been ugly since. Look, I'm going to jump back on the old girl and on tip Dixie Blossoms in a very, very competitive race here, hoping that she seizes the opportunity to roll forward again and perform at her best. She's a pretty good mare, this top weight. It's hard to put holes in her form. I reckon she should have won the Coolmore, no doubt, in the wide world. And then she went back to 1,200 and wins a Group 1 against the boys. A lot to like about her. Look, if there is a little query, it's the tough Randwick mile. The two times she's been at a mile, she's only had 1 second. But is it going to be a tough Randwick mile today? Maybe not, considering the tempo of this race. Danish Twist, I just love her from inside draws. I keep saying it, but every time she gets one, she produces. She gets lovely cover in the first half dozen here. And Heavens Above, she's a beauty at the Randwick mile. No, don't doubt her, even though she's a month between runs. I want to make a case for First Seal. These three-year-olds down the bottom have me intrigued. Fox Play, who back from 2000, looks really well. And even there must be money for this month. $31 I had written down about this Oregon's Day. Another three-year-old who just adds a little bit of interest there at odds to maybe throw in a first four or something. But look, 6-1, 7-3.
Look, I'm with Silence Edition here. Pretty much everything you said is right. I mean, she was super in Melbourne her first two runs. She should have won the Coolmore. She had a torrid run, was beaten a lip in good time. 13 days later, she goes back to Moonee Valley, wins the William Reid at 1,200 and wait for age at a price. Here she is back, fillies and mares race with a soft lead at a mile. I don't think the mile's going to be an issue. She did get beat half a length in the Sweps Oaks at Morpheville over 2,000 metres, and they ran really good time that day, and she has won over 1,800. So
that's right.
Yeah. So I'm not really thinking the mile, especially with a lack of pressure is going to be a problem whatsoever. Got her on top. Danish Twist for second. She's back to 1600 here. She maps well. She was beaten the lip two runs back in the Coolmore, and I don't think she was suited last start coming back in distance to 1200, and the double bias didn't really fall into play for her. So
with Huey on board, she's going to get a great run. Six for third, Dixie Blossom, for all the reasons we said. If she presses forward and takes up a forward position, she's going to be right in the mix. She got the line strongly in the Emancipation last start. And this one down the bottom that you mentioned there, Oregon's Day, three-year-old filly, she's going well. She's had excuses in two of the last three starts. And I quite agree with you. I think at a price, she could run a race for sure. 1, 7, 6, and 18.
1, 7, 6, and 18. And for Darren Flindell, 1 to beat 6, 17, and 14. 1, 6, 17, and 14.
They've ate up a bit, 18.
Six on Wednesday, Ronnie. Yep. 21 first thing this morning, now 19.
That's Oregon's Day. Okay, yep. So for Mike in that Coolmore Legacy, 1, 7, 6, and 18. To the last now, Glenn, I'll let you introduce the race.
Oh, Andrew, it's the Tab Sapphire Stakes here. The last race in the program, of course, on last Saturday was the Tab Adrian Knox. This week it's the Tab Sapphire, where we've got Tycoon Tara here at $5.50. Artistry also a $5.50 chance. Secret Agenda at 12. Ocean Embers at 12. Thames Court with the blinkers on and the winkers off at $18. Zestful at 16. Savaro at 21. Serene Majesty out no deduction. Tempt Me Not 21. Den Magic out this morning. 8 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Ravi, the $4 favourite. Hieroglyphics at $31. Miss Rock 16. Unequivocal 16. Painted Firetail at 16. And Lead Me Astray is a $71 chance. Best supported runner, it's all at the top here. It is Tycoon Tara over Artistry, Secret Agenda, third pick.
I think the bottom one will roll to the front, Lead Me Astray from a nice draw with Kathy on board. It'll take up the running. Then there's a bit of speed out wide. We've got Zestful, Thames Court, and Tycoon Tara first up fresh. She likes to get into a stride and come across. So they've got a little bit of work to do to get into a spot there. Posing up just behind them, I had Tempt Me Not and a Hieroglyphics. But I think the bottom one can take up the running if it wants to.
Look, I'm looking for a bit of value here. I'll feel like a Victorian by the end of this carnival. Three on top, Secret Agenda. She was placed in this race last year. I thought that Mornington effort was great against the bias. She's ready to go here. I think the dangers, well, it's Team Snowden. I think we won't learn more till the yard here. There's been no betting to tell us that one's better than the other here, so they're the dangers from the 11, 1 and 2. Ravi, who are Tycoon Tara and Artistry, at least she's had a run back. 3, 11, 1 and 2.
Look, I'm with the two here in Artistry. Got the job done first up in the Morris McCartan there at Rose Hill. Has had a month off, a lovely barrier trial since. She maps nicely midfield. Another good ride for Huey Bowman. Soft conditions, no problem. To beat number one, Tycoon Tara. She's having her second preparation for Team Snowden. She won three races in five appearances last prep. She's a high-quality mare that should make her own luck. If she gets up and gets into the right spot, she's bound to be competitive. 11, the third leg of theirs, Ravi. First up, has some fresh form, trialled really, really well. Awkward on the map, that was my issue with Ravi, but on form values, it's definitely in the race. And for fourth, number 11? It's 2-1, 13 for third, which was Miss Rock. Was terrific first up. I reckon she crashed second up, and she's got a pattern to bounce back, and then Ravi for fourth. So it's 2-1, 13 and 11.
Well, in the last, Darren Flindell's made Tycoon Tara his best bet, number 1, to beat 11, 15 and 2. 1, 11, 15 and 2, and that's Darren's best bet. Mike, how are you going to start the day?
I'm starting the day in race 1. I'm very keen on this horse. Race 1, number 6, Ace High. Get a beautiful ride from Corey. I think it'll win, and I think it'll win comfortably. Could be a promising colt.
Ace High, race 1, number 6, the best for Mike Fraser. Mate, good luck. I hope it's a successful day for you.
So does my pocket. Cheers, boys.
Good on you, Mike. Mike Fraser, I've turned my mic off. Ron, what about your best?
I really like this filly of Godolphin's, race 3, number 6, El Manzora. In a competitive race, I think she might come out on top.
Race 3, number 6. Don't forget the $1 million guaranteed jackpot on the last four races at Randwick. Starts with Winks in the Queen Elizabeth, so it gives you that kickstart and ends with the Tab Sapphire at 5:15. Both of you gents are off now. You'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central in half an hour's time previewing Randwick.
Yeah, Ronnie might miss the first 5 minutes because of makeup. It takes him a bit longer than me.
No, he'll be right. He'll be right. And for those that missed it earlier in the morning, there was a bad track work fall at Toowoomba. Sounded really bad. Wade Glassam and Ben Saunders are both track work riders in the area. They've both been taken to hospital with lower back pains and are in a stable condition. So I just wanted to mention that, given how Chris Nation, the track manager, mentioned it earlier in the morning. Both of you, enjoy your day. I hope it's a ripper for you.
It will be. In lose or draw, we'll have a good day.
Thanks, boys.
Thank
Ron Duppacy and Glenn Munsey, they'll be on Thoroughbred Central, as I say, in half an hour's time. More previews for the others in a moment.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Moscato. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
For fast and effective relief from cold and flu symptoms, try Codral Day and Night PE tablets, available at Cincotta Discount Chemist. Famous for value, famous for care, use only as directed. We're seeing extensive delays into Sydney International Terminal from all directions. As a result, city-bound traffic on the M5 is on the brakes from King George's Road to Chatswood, and we've got a broken down car on Fuller's Road at Greville Street. That's affecting eastbound traffic. And to St Clair, the lights are on the flash on Mamre Road at Banks Drive. Right now at David Jones, take an extra 20% off a range of already reduced women's, men's and children's fashion, shoes and accessories. Exclusions and conditions apply for a limited time only. I'm Jess Capolupo on Sky Sports Radio.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus they have vanities, toilet suites, basins and freestanding and drop-in bars and so much more. 2-year warranty over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucrative Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucrative Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucrative Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucrative Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockeys Backside.
State Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed quaddie pool on day two of the championships today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Very shortly on Racing HQ, we'll look at Caulfield in Melbourne. We're on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Racing 1 for the next hour for TV. And Brett Devine joins us for the Australian Turf Club. Brett, there is a hive of activity, and we're only 58 minutes away from having the gates opening for members.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. What an absolutely spectacular Sydney day for one of the huge days of Australian racing, let alone one of the events in Sydney. We've been waiting for the skies to clear in Sydney for some time, and they've done that today, right on cue for the world's best horse on turf. So for people that are thinking of coming out to Royal Randwick, stop thinking. Let me just quickly tell you how to get there and what's on offer. For members, as you say, the gates open at 10 o'clock. Great incentive to be a member to get that early jump. 10:15 for the general public. Don't forget, anyone that's pre-purchased a ticket general admission or any ACC member with their card gets free transport today across Sydney. It's an integrated ticketing system, buses, trains, ferries, wherever you are, get on those. Jump on the train, the bus, the ferry and get to Royal Randwick. There's shuttle buses that run from Central Station and from the east to Royal Randwick, and after the last race or through the afternoon as we get towards the last race as well. There's so much entertainment across the track, Andrew. There's DJs. There's the fashion shoot where people, one person will get a chance for a return trip to Tour de Europe and a VIP experience at Moët & Chandon in France. Incredible prize there. It's a $5 entry for pensioners today, and that's all through the year. Great incentive, great value there. And we also remind people, particularly those that haven't been out to the races for a little while, the ACC has just recently announced an up to 33% cut in food and drink prices. Andrew, we've got the world's best horse on turf. We've got fantastic weather. You've got great value, great incentives. Don't think, just start going out there now. Get to the course at Royal Randwick. It could be an absolute day to remember in the history of Sydney racing.
Let's hopefully that's the case, with Winks running in the Longines Queen Elizabeth at 3:15 today. Bring your kids out, bring the whole family out. It's just going to be one magic day. Thanks a lot, Brett. We'll talk in an hour's time.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett DeMine from the Australian Turf Club at 9:04 here. Let's have a look now at the racing today down in Melbourne at Caulfield. The scratchings first up for there. It's a good three, the weather fine. First meeting, I think, in about 6 weeks at Caulfield, and the rail is in the true. Race one, take out 4 and 8. Race two, the scratchings are 7, 8 and 10. The third, 1, 12 and 14 are out. The fourth, 3, 6 and 7. Race five, 10 is out, the only one. Race six, the scratchings are 3, 5, 10... 13 and 18. Race 7 clear. Race 8, 4, 7 and 14 are out. And race 9, take out 6, 10 and 11. And in race 6, the riders for a couple down the bottom. Creativity, number 14 is Chris Simons. And race 6, number 17 is Ben Allen. And Dean Lester's online. Morning to you, Dean.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Back to Caulfield. I think I've written it down here somewhere. I think it's either Blue Diamond Day. So 6 weeks ago, and the rails in the true. They have well prepared it with just the constant good weather that Melbourne's been getting.
Yeah, they did a bit of a renovation and caught a break with the good weather, and all goes well for a good day back at Caulfield.
And Mark Hutter's joining Dean as well to look at the card. Morning to you, Mark. How's it look for you?
Morning, Andrew. I think the day looks okay, so hopefully it works out that way.
All right, well, let's have a look at them for the program today. And Glenn has left us, so here we go, placing them back in saddlecloth order with Tab Fixed Odds. The Toppy in the first for Hayes and Dabernick at $2.70. 2, Kabanashi at $7.50. 3, Give at $6.50. 5, Shamar at $7. 6, Banish for John O'Shea at $2.90. And perhaps number 7 at $21 in the first race. In the first, we've got a constant move along the road for the Toppy. It's 3.40 now, 2.70. And the other one, Banish, has been 2.50 out to 2.90, Dean, with Tab Fixed Odds.
Yeah, a terrific little race. But I'm going to go with Plutocracy. I thought it was very strong winning on debut the last bit of the race. It really did just quicken up well. And 1,200 metres is going to suit to beat 6, Banish, who resumes. It was a good run on debut, has trialled well for this. Kobayashi run into 2 very smart horses at Moonee Valley last start with the blinkers back on, might lead. And 5, Shamar, who was well back to win on debut, got the job done, has trialled okay since. But good little race, but Plutocracy the one to beat, 1.625.
Yeah, absolutely. No change here to Dean's thoughts. I think number 1, Plutocracy, is the one to beat. It was an outstanding win on debut in Adelaide. Did want to get a little bit revvy during the race. That's maybe one concern. I think it lobs leaders back here, just has to get clear at the right time. It was very strong. I think it'll run them down. 6, Spanish, looks to be the danger. Good debut in Sydney, good trialer. 2, Kobayashi, with the blinkers going back on, comes out of that good race at the Valley. And then number 5, Shamar, who won okay on debut, but I do think this is a much harder race. 1, 6, 2 and 5.
Greg Miles calls here number 6, Banish, in the first to beat 3, 1 and 2, 6, 3, 1 and 2 in race 1. Race 2 at Caulfield with Tab Fixed Odds, number 1, Tsar Speed is at 13, 2, Overberg at 5.50, 3, Kutalin at 9.50, 4, Lifeless Ordinary at 11, 5, Use the Lot at 13, Birds of Tokyo 51, down to 9, Thermogenic at 26, 11, Stone Warrior 3.90, 12, Agass at 101, Rockstar Rebel at $3.10, Yacht Club at 41, and Rushmore at 61. So they're the overall current figures with Tab Fixed Odds. Looking at the top here, we've got Overberg, which has been 6.50 into 5.50, and Stone Warrior, the favourite, has been 4.20 into 3.90. A couple of the main moves there. Rockstar Rebel, 3.90, now 3.10. So there's 2 or 3 being backed at this stage. Mark, in race 2.
Yeah, Rockstar Rebel, Andrew, it's the key to the race, number 13. I've got no doubt it's the best horse in the race. It's had a couple back from a spell. It would be heading for group races in Adelaide, I would imagine. Whether it's one run short here or not, I'm not sure, but it's the best horse. It's on the improve, and I'll tip it to win. To beat number four, Life Less Ordinary, comes across from the UK. Looks to have trialled well enough. It'll sit back. I think it'll be strong late. 11 Stone Warrior took forever to win last time. It's got a chance. And three Kudlin, getting back on the dry, can improve. Not really a race I'll be betting in. 13, 4, 11 and 3.
Yeah, I've got a very similar sentiment here. I think Rockstar Rebel can nearly win the South Australian Derby next month. Whether he can win today, 1,800 metres. I think the key is here that there's Czar Speed and Use the Lot will run it along at a good speed, and that'll help him because I think he's a real stayer. So I'm going to go with him. I'm really interested in Life Less Ordinary as well, though. He hasn't really been tested in trials, but I've liked what I've seen of him. He's won at 1,900 metres earlier in his career, even though the back end of his career in Europe, he was exclusively running over the longer trips. I think he's a big watch in this sort of grade. Stone Warrior's racing well. He's had a tick over trial since that last run. And I'll put Use the Lot in. I think on pace, he's sort of got his mojo back a bit, this horse, and he usually races well at Caulfield. 13, 4, 11 and 5.
For Greg Miles, he likes the 13 as well. Rockstar Rebel to be 2, 11 and 1. 13, 2, 11 and 1 in race 2. Have they taken those entries for the SA Derby, Dean, or is that one that happens closer to the race?
There's no market yet. No, that's all I was looking for, Andrew.
We'll wait and see what happens today.
It's all about the plan.
It is. We went looking, but there's markets for the Sangster and the Goodwood, but nothing else there at this stage. To race three at Caulfield, it's over the mile. Number two, Sebring Dream, is at $8.50 with tab fixed odds. Sword of Light at $5.50. Fragonard at $11. Mrs. Gardenia, $13. Toffee Nose, $2.80, number six. Seven Fudged at $21. 8 Lady Skills at 15, Star Patriot 26, Sequoia Lady 8, Betty Ray Ruby 51, number 13 Sparkle at 15, and Jubilee Blue at 35. Looking at the top, Sebring Dream. Look, this market would have changed a little bit with a couple of scratchings, particularly Canada. But Sebring Dream, they opened up around the $10, $8.50 at this stage, but Toffee Nose has been $3.20 into $2.80, but certainly that market would have changed, Dean.
Yeah, well, it has, Andrew, certainly with Canedna scratching, and she's off to Adelaide. I thought that Toffee Nose had every chance at Mooney Valley. It was a beautiful ride by Damien Lane, but if she gets a similar run from the good draw again, she's the one to beat. I just think she's improving every time she goes to the races, this filly, and I like her to beat Sebring Dream, whose run was solid in the same form reference. Sword of Light, got to be a query at 1,600, but she was pretty brave last week in a fast race in the Bendigo Guineas, and Fragonard, who comes through the Mooney Valley race as well, and didn't seem very comfortable around that final bend at the Valley, could be an improver. But I think if Toffee Nose only has to run to her last performance, and she's the one to beat. 6, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, number 6, Toffee Nose for me as well. It should park 4th or 5th inside, get the absolute run of the race, getting fitter with each run, and just needs the brakes to go its way. And it should go mighty close to winning. To pit number 4, Fragonard. I'd like to see this horse lead. I think it's drawn to lead here. If it can get that spot, control the race, it could take running down. 2, Sebring Dream. No excuses last time. Maybe fitter for the run, has got some hope. And number 5, Mrs. Gardenia, who just did too much work last time. It's got a few inside it here that will go forward as well. So it does need things to go right early. 6, 4, 2 and 5.
Greg Miles likes the 6 as well. Toffee Nose for Daniel Moore to be 2, 10 and 9. 6, 2, 10 and 9 in race number 3. Race 4, this is the final of the Galilee series. Dean, these have been races overstaying races, haven't they?
Yeah, there's been a few heats, Andrew, and of course this is ultimately a lead up to the St Ledger in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep, let's have a look at it. Winebush number 1 is at $4.80. And I'm just going to check, Dean, there's a few here like Bay Cool. This market's changed a little bit too, hasn't it?
We've had important scratchings in this race.
Yeah, so Winebush is now $4.80, Parthesia at $26 down to $4, Fontaine Lad at $3.40, 5 is Lycurgus at $12, Pony Montana at $18, Jamison at $51, High Mode at $18, Mistrath Allen $3.70, Manning Road at $31, El Badu at 15 and High Bounty at 10. So as Dean mentioned there, this market's changed a little bit. Mistrath Ellen at $3.70. It's been sort of $4.380, $3.70 with those scratchings. And Fontaine Lab is the favourite at $3.40. Mark in race number four.
Yeah, I like Fontaine Lab. Andrew, number four, I think it's just a fantastic speed map for it here. There's very little pressure up front. It got stuck three wide. Ballarat was a really brave effort. Absolute sitting shot. Got run down right near the line. I think it'll get a much easier run today. Control the race. And it's the one to beat. To beat number 11, Mistress Allen, who will appreciate the 2,400 metres. It's flying. It's just going to be giving a big start in the run. 14 High Bounty with the blinkers coming off can box seat and get every chance. And up the top, the number one, Winebush, who's been a little bit disappointing, but this is an easier race. Four the one to beat for me from 11, 14 and 1.
Yeah, same exacta. I think Fontaine Lad's just a really good, tough, honest stayer. We saw him back in the spring. He took on the older horses in low grade, but at 2,400 metres, so he had the grounding for this sort of trip very early doors. He's had three runs in. He had a tough run last start. If he gets a little bit easier run here, I think he's the one to beat. Mistrath Allen, she'll relish getting to 2,400 even further. She'll be keeps running on. She'll be strong late. I'll put Winebush in for third. We nearly every year see a horse out of the Sydney Carnival that hasn't quite measured up come to this series, and then the St. Ledger and run well. This year it's Winebush, and I think he'll probably do the same. Lossier just got way too far out of position last week at Cranbourne. Could be a sharp improver for 11, 1 and 5.
And for a similar box numbers here for Greg, he likes the 11 to beat 4, 1 and 5. 11, 4, 1 and 5 for Greg in race 4. Race 5 at Caulfield, as we preview with Dean Lester and Mark Hunter. We've got one Thermal Current at $4.80. Two Yesterday Songs with Tab Fixed Odds, 21. Demonstrate at $5.50. Malibu Style at 9. Fast Cash at 11. Gun Case, $4.40. Then we go to Playmaster, 81. Ball Pit at 10. And Crystal Dreamer at 440. It's been similar around that quote all the way through. Ball Pit's been 14 into 10 in the last call that we've had got coming through. The rest of them have sort of been their similar opening quotes. Malibu Style's been one. It's been 11 yesterday, now $9. Dean, how do you see race 5?
Andrew, I'm going to go with Crystal Dreamer. He had a good summer preparation. He won the three in a row. Then he dropped back in distance and didn't have much luck at Moonee Valley. He's trialled well for this. Just thought 52 on his back with probably a tactical advantage on Thermal Current. He might be able to get the money. Gun Case and Thermal Current are the Weir runners. Gun Case first up, down in the weights. He was very genuine all the way through a very long preparation last time in. Thermal Current, I just think the race sets up a lot better for him than I thought it would from that outside draw. He can blend into the race and be very hard to beat. I think they're the main chances. Malibu Style, the WA visitor, has trialled okay at Flemington recently. 9, 6, 1 and 4.
Yeah, I've got the same numbers, just a different order. I think it's a very even race. I'll go number 6, Gun Case resuming. I think it can go forward, get a lovely run. If it's fit enough, it'll take plenty of catching. To beat number 1, Thermal Current, has certainly got the race fitness on its side. It'll drift back. It'll be charging home like it did when it won a similar race a couple of starts ago. A 9, Crystal Dreamer, follows across with Gun Case, gets a great run, it's trialled well. And 4, Malibu Style, who's trialled well, gets a beautiful run from the inside gate. 6, 1, 9 and 4.
Greg Miles likes number 1, Thermal Current, to beat 9, 4 and 6. 1, 9, 4 and 6 in race number 5. Race 6 is over the 1,200 at Caulfield. Number 1 here, The Chant, currently $11 with Tab Fixed Odds. Ken's Dream at $3.60. 4 Fell Cool at $7.50. 6 Capanello at $26. Valanio at $13. Wasn't Me at $19. The Starpin, $9.50. 11 Altar Call at $7.50. 12 Viatrix at $19. Creativity at $16. Sheriff John Stone at $18. Jaws of Steel, $31, along with Tantap Beauty. And the bottom two, Epic Moment at $51, and Toy Boy gets a start at $13. A few scratchings here. Ken's Dream's been 4 into 360 in the last sort of 24 hours. We had the scratching of RTD2 here, Dean, so it certainly changed the market. But Ken's Dream, it's the favourite at this stage with Tab Fixed Odds.
Yeah, he is, and I think he's ready to win too. I think he's had the two runs in, just looking at him in the yard, he just hasn't been really wound up, but I think he'd be fitter for those two runs. Dean Yendall back aboard might just get the best out of this horse, and also, you know, I think he's being aimed at the Adelaide Carnival, the Euclid's Classic. I think it's his target race, so he'll be getting closer to his peak fitness. To beat 4 Felcool, who beat Ken's Dream first up and then just ran into horrible luck second up, was a really good run under the circumstances, and he's well weighted with the claim. So there won't be a lot between them, because history's proven there's not a lot between them in their recent runs. 9 Verstappen against the older horses last start was sound, and Hear the Chant, who is a stakes winner at this track and distance, next best. But I think 2 and 4, clearly the better chances. 2, 4, 9, and 1.
I think we're reading the same form guide today. I've got the same numbers in the same order. I think Ken's Dream is ready to win. Both runs back from a spell have been good. Draws to get a lovely run just behind the speed. And, I think it's ready to win, and today's its day. 4 Felcool, good winner first up. Absolutely no luck second up. It's got a great hope. Down to 9 Verstappen, gets a good run from gate 1. Not sure if it's good enough to beat the top 2 picks. And 4th pick number 1, Hear the Chant, who's come back from a spell in good form. 2 from 4, then 9 and 1.
Greg Miles likes 2 Ken's Dream as well to beat 4, 9 and 6. 2, 4, 9 and 6. You guys have got similar thoughts, so too, Greg. Let's hope it works out this way, Dino.
It usually works out all right when we're in sync, so let's hope it does. We thought it was good meeting going in, so let's hope we do tonight after the result.
Yeah, exactly. Frank O'Brien handicappers race 7 at Caulfield at 4:15. Labaz is at $11. Greatest Team, $6.50. Hazabeel, 11. French Emotion, $2.60. Purple Smile, 41. Nevis at $7.50. Authoritarian at 41. Dylan Sun, 71. Adirondack, 10. Sadaqua at 12. Olanira at $9. That's the field here. What's been the go? French Emotion's been sort of 280, 270, now 260 this morning. Nevis has been a drifter out to 750, and Olanira down the bottom. Opened up 13 midweek. It's now at a $9 price for Olanira. Mark, how do you see race 7?
I'm going down to the bottom, Andrew, number 11, Olanira. This is a race where quite a few of these are going to be suspect at the end of 1,800 metres, or they're out of form. There's a possibility of very good speed in the race, and I just think with 52 kilos after the claim, Olanira, fitter for recent racing, can sit back and have last crack at them to beat number 2, Greatest Team. There is a chance it can find the front, or there is a chance it'll be pestered. If it finds the front, it'll take plenty of running down. It's in good form. Number 1, Libaz, wasn't hopeless first up on the dry, then cop those 3 wet track runs. You go back to its Hollandale win, it's right in this race. And I put number 9, Adirondack, in for 4th. Got the claim, will run the trip strongly. And as I say, a few of these will battle at the distance. I'll go 11, 2, 1 and 9.
I'm going to go with Greatest Steam. Really important announcement yesterday with Nevis that they're going to ride this horse to lead aggressively. So I think putting that out there means that Greatest Steam can just lob along probably 2nd. I think with the race fitness on his side, I think he's ready to win. He's got a great chance. He won heavily here, and of course, career best 2nd when he ran 2nd in the Toorak in the spring to beat 9 Adirondack, who is hopeless right-handed way of going. Back to the left-handed way of going, back onto dry ground, 51 kilos on his back. He will run a lot better. Olanira is a Caulfield specialist. That's where he got all his form together last season. He's ready to go. I thought his run at Yarra Valley was good. And I've put in Nevis for 4th, who's a real query runner. But the fact that they're going to run along in front with him, he won at this corresponding meeting last year when it was run at Sandown. He won the Golden Mile. So around this time last year, he hit form. I think he's an interesting runner. 2, 9, 11 and 6.
For Greg, it's 2 Greatest Team to beat 6, 4 and 1. 2, 6, 4 and 1 for Greg Miles in race 7. Race 8, the 2nd last at Caulfield. Boom Time is at $4 at the moment, tab fixed odds. Dark Eyes at 10. Araldo Jr. 17. Hans Holban is at $1.95. The Little Engine $8.50. Lux at 13. Mujerdale 31. Like a Carousel 41. Last Wish 51. I Am Reuben at 61, and Star Zone at 81. Hans Holban, number 5, opened up 360 midweek. It's been moving in along the trail, $1.95 right now. Boom time sort of been 4.20 into 4. Dean, gee, he was good, wasn't he, at Bendigo?
He was. He got a put on for him when their four horses decided to attack each other and run near track record time, and he just blended into the race. But he had to do it in fast time with 61 kilos. There's a little bit of speed here. If he can just slot in somewhere from the draw, I think he'll probably back up and win again. Hands, it was a very good win. Boom time's the danger. He ran really well in the Mornington Cup. He just doesn't run bad races, so he's going to be suited again. I think they're the only two I'll be taking in this league of the quaddie. The little engine's battling to get that next win on the board, freshened up. He can get into the placings. And Araldo Jr.'s getting fitter. He's one that I think will be involved up on the speed with the likes of Mujerdale, Luke, and maybe a couple of others. Dark Eyes is the other one. He can get into the placings. But 5-1 for me, Andrew, ahead of 6-3.
Yeah, I don't want to take short odds, number 5, Hans Holbein, but I think he is the one to beat. As Dean said, he had the race absolutely put on for him at Bendigo. He had to win that race. He did win well, but suddenly he's $1.90 here, and he can go in without mine, but he's top pick to beat number 3, Araldo Jr. I hope it just charges forward from the outside gate. It was okay through the line last start. It's got 54 kilos, the sort of weight it likes. I think it's got a great chance if it rolls forward. One boom time, box seats, gives itself every chance as usual, and 6 to Little Engine, who was okay in the Adelaide Cup, probably better suited 2,400 metres here. 5, 3, 1, and 6.
Greg Miles likes boom time, number 1, to beat 5, 6, and 2. 1, 5, 6, and 2 in race number 8. And the meeting at Caulfield wraps up at 5.30. The market with Tab fixed odds, Tuscan Sling at 13, Atmospherical $6, Shakespearean Lass 13, Highly Geared 7.50, a GNC at 9.50, Lake Como 4.80, Tycato at 13, Sullivan Bay at 8, down to 12 Typhoon Jolly at 41, Grey Street at 9.50, Themis at 31, Bell Sapphire 35, and Carterista at 13. It's been one that's tightened, 17, 15 and 13 for Carterista. The rest of them here, there's been a couple of scratchings. Lake Como's been 4.40 out to 4.80. Mark, how do you see the last?
I think we'll come home with a winner here, Andrew. Number 7, Lake Como, I think... seeing is believing first up. It was just an outstanding winner. Just ran them into the ground. There's a little bit more pressure here up front. I just think if it gets a good ride, it's clearly the one to beat. To beat number 13, Grey Street, it'll just be dagging along midfield inside from gate one. It's trialled well. It'll be running on strongly. 2, Atmospherical, has trialled up okay. It's got a chance. And 3, Shakespearean Lass, is never far away in this grade. But I think 7 just has to repeat first up and it wins. 7, 13, 2 and 3.
I'm going to go with Atmospherical. I know she hasn't won for a long time, but I think fresh is best. She should have probably won the Monash here first up last time in. I liked her recent trial. I think there's a lot of speed in this race, which will probably help her because she can over race. If she's going to win another race, Atmospherical, this is a really good opportunity. Lake Como was really good first up, ran the race on her terms, but ran along in front and won well. A little bit more pressure around her today, but it was a very good win. A GNC first run for Danny O'Brien. Trialled up nicely last week, and 4, Highly Geared, is a very fast mare. Did a good job beating Almighty Girl at Canberra, and I would have been tipping Almighty Girl here, so I think Highly Geared's right in the mix. 2, 7, 5, and 4.
In the last, Greg likes number 4, Highly Geared, to beat 7, 2, and 3. 4, 7, 2, and 3 for Greg in the last. Mark, standout bet or two?
Go the first and the last horse, race 1, number 1, Plutocracy, and race 9, number 7, Lake Como.
1, 1, and 9, 7. Good luck, mate. I hope it goes well in the West.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Bulldogs, I think, are playing in the West today. That's where Mark is. He travels with the team.
Oh, he does. He does. He's the assistant to the assistant coach, I think.
He's there. He's part of the team for sure. What about you, Dean?
I like Plutocracy, race 1, number 1, and Toffee Nose, race 3, number 6. They're my two best, Andrew.
Righto, 1, 1, and 3, 6. What about up here, Dean? The sun has come over the top of the grandstand into our OB van here. It's a beautiful day, 24 degrees, more than 20,000. We hope maybe 25,000 here today to watch Winx. What have you done with the form here?
Gee, it's a tremendous meeting, obviously. Looking forward to just watching Winks. From a Melbourne form perspective, I wouldn't be selling Toga Picta short in race one at Randwick in the Fernhill. I don't think leading suited him last start.
No.
He might be an improver.
No, it would be fair to say that John O'Shea wasn't happy with the ride last time.
He wasn't alone, Andrew. Those that supported him didn't think he'd be in that position. But anyway, that's how it is. From what I thought, another good off-run had a good chance impending in race five. I thought he would run very well. The Oaks, I really like Nurse Kitchen. I think just that she only needed a bit of jar out of the track. She's got a soft enough track, and her lead-up run was fantastic. So I think she'll be really hard to beat in the Oaks. The Coolmore Legacy, I wouldn't be selling Pure Pride short here. If you're looking at the spring and saying that Heavens Above, who's won the Coolmore and was unlucky in the Mire, so was Danish Twist. Pure Pride was as unlucky as either of those in that race, and she's really big odds. So I'll be certainly putting her in. I think Fox Play is the one to beat, but I'll be putting Pure Pride in something.
I'm glad you're right there, because I've already backed it each way, Pure Pride. It's just capable of being in something like this, isn't it? It's promised.
They've aimed very high with her from the start, so she's only won one race. She could have gone through the grades and won five or six, but she's proven that she's right up to these mares, and if she just gets the brakes go away from barrier one, I think she's a massive chance.
Good luck, mate. I hope it's a good day at Caulfield, and I know plenty of interest up here with all the Victorian horses. That highway, the Hume Highway, was pretty busy on Thursday night with all the horse floats bringing them up here. Good on you, Dean. We'll talk to you on here across tomorrow and Monday.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at Caulfield, the first down there today on that good rated track at 12:25. The gates, they open for members in half an hour, 45 minutes for the general public. Might have to send Maxi, the technician, out with the iPad to try and film that members' rush when it happens at 10 o'clock. It can be spectacular. A little break, and then we'll look at Toowoomba with Michael Maxworthy.
Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed quaddy pool on day two of the championships at Royal Randwick today. And a $50,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app at tab.com.au or at your local. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Julie Snook, can Winx win 14 in a row?
That's Farlap's record. She can't do that.
Winx, 14!
Yvonne Sampson, can Winx win 15 in a row?
She'd have to be Pegasus to win in the pouring rain. She can't do that.
That's 15 for Winx!
Chloe Esposito, can Winx win 16 in a row?
That's getting closer to the Mighty Black Caviar. She can't do that.
Here's Sweet 16 for Winx!
Don't miss all the excitement of the championships. Saturday, 8th of April.
Join multiple Group 1 winners, Triple Crown syndications and Bjorn Baker in the thrill of racehorse ownership. Shares are available now in this exceptional filly by Medaglia d'Oro, bred on the exact same cross as scintillating Golden Rose winner Astern. Be part of the Triple Crown winning team and race this exciting filly towards next year's Magic Millions and Golden Slipper. Call now on 9499-5212 or visit triplecrown.com.au. Triple Crown. Live the dream. AFS 307-377.
Sky Sports Radio previews one of Greyhound Racing's most prestigious events this Monday morning. With the Golden Easter Egg finalists locked away, Mark Duclos delivers you the winning mail. Going Greyhound's Easter Egg preview, Monday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio. Australia's best clash at the championship.
It is Racing HQ for a Saturday. We're broadcasting from the home of the championships at Royal Randwick, and the sun is out. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning. Can't wait for it to all unfold. Michael Maxworthy is heading out to Toowoomba. They've got a big day there with the Wheatwood, the Toowoomba Cup, and the first at 12:17. These are the scratchings. There's heaps of them, and a lot of them being emergencies. It's a good four, penetrometer 4.28. Race 1, takeout number 11. Race 2, 6, 12, 14 and 15. The third, 12 and 14 are out. Race 4, 6, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Race 5, 10, 11, 15, 16 and 17. Race 6, 12, and the emergencies 14, 15, 16 and 17. Race 7, 15, 16 and 17 are out. Race 8, which is the Weepwood takeout 4, and the emergency 16, 17, 18 and 19. Race 9, 3, 11, 14, 15 and 17. And race 10, 6, 10 and 17 are scratched. Michael Maxworthy, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning to you, Andrew. I'm about half an hour away from Clifford Park, Toowoomba, and just looking out across the highway towards the Darling Downs. It's a perfect day. I think they're expecting about 6,000 people, and with 10 races today, all of their big races stacked on this one card, Andrew, I think we can look forward to a record turnover day for the club.
All right, well, let's hook into the mate on a good four up there in the first five. Girl in a Million, it's the shorty here, $2.50 with tab fixed odds.
Yeah, she's very hard to beat here. She's trained on the track, and local knowledge is very important today when the city slickers come up the range. So local knowledge, Girl in the Millions only had the one start here back in January. She led quickly by about five lengths, and she won by five. Put away, Ben Curry has targeted this race with her. So five on top to beat the two, Ruby Red Harp, a filly trained by John Zilke. John's got a big opinion of her. The little concern is the 1350, although she's had a freshen up, it's 1350 back to 1100 metres. I'm sure she's going to run on strongly. Then four, Noble Hustler, he went okay at his race debut, drawn to get the run of the race. And then number one, Hingis Rose, who won that Noble Hustler race at Doomben. She looks to get a lovely run as well from the inside gate. But five, Girl in a Million, take out the first.
5, 2, 4 and 1 there. Race 2, a benchmark 75 and Can't Buy Better. Number 1 is the tab fixed odds favourite here at 380 over Countermeal at 5 and Good Job Bro at $5.50.
Yeah, the top two here I think have got a bit of a class edge over the rest of them, and I'm going that way. 2 to beat 1, then 7 and 8. I'm with 2, Good Job Bro. He used to be trained here. He's now trained by Matt Dunn at Mwillimbah. Matt's given him two starts, and he won at Eagle Farm. Then he was midfield to Upstart Pride in the Gold Market. He's back in grade today, drawn close to the rails, and he's won three here at Clifford Park. So number two, Good Job Bro, on top of the other local, Can't Buy Better number one. Look, he ran eighth at Doomben last start behind Siegfried, but you could make a case that he would have won had he got clear. No clear running at all in the straight, and the tip is he's going to go forward today from that awkward alley. Then 7, Brave Dazzler, he's got an excellent record here at home, and 8, Shipwreck, trial well at Deegan the other day. 2, 1, 7, 8.
To race number 3, the Aquas Farms benchmark 75 here over the 1300. Always sacred number 4 is at $4. Halaricity, number 2 at $4.60, along with number 3, Fortini. And then Jet Sonic is right in the market at $4.80. So there's 4 or 5 of them here. Right in the marketplace, Maxie.
I'm really keen on the two, though. Hilarosity, again, local knowledge. A couple of those others in the market you mentioned are coming up from the city. But Hilarosity's had three goes this track and distance for three wins. Brad Stewart's ridden him four times for three wins. Looks to get a lovely run from a low draw. I believe he was a star worker on Tuesday morning. So number two, the big grey Hilarosity, to beat four, Always Sacred. Had a little bit of a freshen up, but that was a big win at Doomben. Then 8, Sunny Victory, who gets the gun run from the inside. He's since won a barrier trial at Deegan. And 3, Fortini. He's always a chance in a race like this. But number 2 for me, really keen on Hilarosity to be 4, 8 and 3.
2, 4, 8 and 3 in race number 3. Race 4, number 1, Don't Tell Mama's the favourite here at $4. A secretary number 13 at 4.80. And then, look, if you look at it here, 1, 13... 3, 5 and 7, they're 4 out to 8.50. There's again a good spread in the marketplace here.
All right then, but I'm going with the toppy here, Don't Tell Mama, trained on the track by Tony Sears. I like the little claim for Alana Fancourt, and she's got the inside out. She's very genuine. She's won 2 of 3 here. She's had a freshen up, so first up in the past, she's had three goes for two wins in the second. She's going to get a lovely run, and as I mentioned, very, very genuine mare, Don't Tell Mama. number one, on top of the 13 Assertery, who's now with David Van Dyke, trialled very well at the Sunny Coast about 3 weeks ago. Now, she was duly entered today, and he's gone with this race, which I think is very suitable. Then five, All That Is on a seven-day backup, and seven, Honey Hope, stablemate of Don't Tell Mama. The first up run was better than it looked. She missed a run of about the 250 in the straight. One, Don't Tell Mama, to be 13.57 in the fourth.
To race five, a benchmark 80 over the 1,625 metres. Five, Passion Flower, with tab fixed odds. It's the favourite at 360. Deconstructed at five. Ruling Force at 750, along with Shiva Dali. But Passion Flower for James Orman, it's the favourite at this stage.
Yeah, for David Van Dyke and James Orman, she'll race handy to the pace, Passion Flower. Drawn out a little bit wide, might have to work a little bit in the early part. I haven't got her in the top four, but granted, she is a winning chance. I was taken with the first up running Queensland at number nine, Shiva Dali, the ex-Southerner. Ran seventh at Doomben on the heavy eight behind Counted Meal, only beaten three lengths. An eye-catching run. I think Cassidy going on today inside alley. As long as he puts him up there into a spot, if he's in the first half dozen, I think he's very hard to beat at each way odds, nine, Shiva Dali. To beat one Ruling Force, he won this very race 12 months ago. Since then, he's won a Rockhampton Cup, so he's running at the handicaps with Brooker's Claim, Ruling Force. Two deconstructors ready to peak this time round, and number 12, Solar Burst, will be running on strongly. She'll be looking forward to the mile here. Nine, Shiva Dali, 1-2-12.
9, 1, 2 and 12 in race 5. To race 6 at Toowoomba on this big day, it's Toowoomba Guineas is the next, and Dreams are Plenty for local trainer John Zilke, number 1 at $2 at the moment with tab fixed odds. Balboa Rocks at 6, along with Don't Doubt the Wife, it's also at $6. But the toppy, the favourite here, locally trained.
Yeah, set weights race, this Guineas over the mile won last year by Too Good to Refuse, and those top three in the market are clearly the standout horses here. Dreams of Plenty's got black type form as a two-year-old. He's drawn awkwardly at the awkward mile start, takes him a stride or two out of the gate, then he hits his straps, he'll go forward and probably lead here, and I think he can go all the way. Dreams of Plenty, he's been perfectly placed by John Zilke, and he's now trained here at the track. Dreams are Plenty to beat the second best horse in the race, I feel, in two Balboa Rocks. Then number nine, Don't Doubt the Wife. She hasn't raced for a little while, but went around in a recent trial to keep her ticking over. I think she's heading towards the Princess Series, the three-year-old fillies during the carnival. And then three, Spring Tycoon. Dreams are Plenty one to beat 2-9 and three in the Toowoomba Guineas.
The next one is one of the big races also, the Toowoomba Cup over the 2,000 metres. Cylinder Beach back there on a firm track today. Desley Forster at $2.40. She is what she is at 6 and Dream Finish at 7. They dominated the three, but particularly Cylinder Beach, $2.40 favourites.
Yeah, it's not the strongest Toowoomba Cup field that we've ever seen, and he picks himself. He's head and shoulders better than the opposition on form, Cylinder Beach. Form is very strong around the mile. He did, as a three-year-old, run second to McIntosh in a rough habit, played over 2,000. I think he's just got to get a nice trip in transit. Jimmy Burns won this race three or four times in the past. All he needs is a touch of luck, Cylinder Beach, and he'll win. To beat number five, She's What She Is, who will lead. The last two wins over the mile in town have been dominant, and she has placed over 1,800. On trial at the 2,000, but I think she'll see it out. Then for Shoren, if there is a boil over, he could cause it because he's down on the limit handicap. And then two, Transporter, a big last start winner at the Gold Coast. One, Cylinder Beach, a standout, 5-4-2.
To race eight, the quality listed Wheatwood over the 1,200 at a quarter to five. Pinch River, number six, has come back so well. You can get $3.10 with tab fixed odds. Trubia at $5.50. Upstart Pride, number two, at $6.50, along with Siegfried, number seven. Pinch River, the favourite at the moment, Maxie.
Look, he's been untouchable at his first two runs back from a spell over the slightly shorter trip. He's pinned straight to the lead. He's won them by big margins. The thing with Pinch River here is that there's like to be a lot of pressure over the 1,200 metres, and it is uphill in the straight. Last year, he led to the 150 and then tired, but clearly this year, he's going two or three lengths better. I'm just not too sure about him at a strong 1,200 Pinch River, so I've gone for the strong finisher in 12 Trubia. who won the Class 6 on this day, first up 12 months ago, running slightly faster time from memory than the Weakwood handicap. He's been set for a first up win, Trubia. So I'm going with him, number 12, to finish strongly, to beat 6 Pinch River, who's going to look the winner at the 100 metres mark. Then 3 Jumbo Prince, all he needs is a touch of luck from that low draw and he'll be in it. And then 7 Siegfried for Edmonds and Lloyd. 12-6-3-7 in the Weakwood.
Good race, tremendous at 4:45. The second last is a Class 6 plate at Toowoomba. Fiery Heights, number 2 at 380 tab fixed odds. 8 in his stride at 5, along with 9 Land Office. And Sham Francisco, number 6, is at $6. Quatronic, although also their Maxi at $6.50. So again, 4 or 5 in the market for race 9.
Yeah, that's because Tumbler was scratched early this morning.
Yeah.
Everyone was all over her. When she came out, we've had to change things around a little bit. That obviously makes it easier for the rest of them, and in particular the 9 Land Office. I think he's hard to beat here. First up over the 900 of the Gold Coast. Very much an eye-catching run. He's good second up. He's drawn well for Larry Cassidy. I'm keen on him in the 9 here each way to beat the 2 Fiery Heights. Looks to get a lovely run. Number 8 in his stride. They were desperate to get him in the Weakwood, but he was an emergency acceptor. Didn't get a start. This is short of his best trip, 1,100, but he'd be running on strongly. You can guarantee that regarding in his stride. And then 6 Sham Francisco. She's a mare with high speed, and she trialled well at the Sunny Coast recently. It's a good race, lots of chances. I ended up with the numbers 9, 2, 8 and 6.
9 each way there, Land Office the last at 6:03. Privlaka, number 7, tab fixed odds favourite at $2.80 over Ryan North Rhythm, number 11, at $5.
Yeah, I'm with him here, number 7, Privlaka. Look, he's always been good first up, and he bolted him first up. Second up stats are no good at all, but I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he was so good first up. He won so easily. I'm sure he would have gone back home and eaten up overnight. He won that race by almost 5 lengths. Looks to get a lovely run from a low draw, Damien Brown. So I'm with the 7, Privlaka, to beat 2, Pie Iron Back, one of Tony Gollan's. Very competitive horse. Just a little bit of an awkward alley for High Iron Back, but he's certainly up to winning it. The 11, Rhyme Nor Rhythm. Look, he's at 8 starts, 3 wins, 5 placings. Never out of the top 3. And importantly, Rhyme Nor Rhythm's wins have all been here at home. He's getting blinkers first time, and he's got the inside gate. He's a definite top 3 show. And then 5, I'm Alone, a local galloper at a reasonable price in the last. But number 7, Privlaka, the win to beat 2, 11 and 5. Andrew?
Righto, 10 races, good quality for a number of those. Got a couple of standouts?
Yeah, I like race 3, number 2, Hilarosity. And in the cup, race 7, number 1, Cylinder Beach. It's his for the taking.
3, 2 and 7, 1. Enjoy it out there, mate. We'll be listening and watching for it all afternoon.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Good on you, mate. Michael Maxworthy looking at Toowoomba. Our Sky Racing 1 audience will be leaving us in the next few minutes to start New Zealand racing. They've done that, actually, so let's continue on. Sky Sports Radio it is, as we're about to look at Newcastle racing. Fine and a good 4. The scratchings, race 1, number 2. Now in race 2, take out 7. 9, a late one, Aleatoire at 8:10. And 12 is out. So out of race 2, 7, 9, a late 1 and 12. The third takeout, 6 and 9. Race 4, 4, 13, 15 and 16. Race 6, the 4 emergencies, 11, 12, 13 and 14. Race 7, takeout number 2. Race 8, number 12. And race 9, the scratchings are 3, 10, 14, 17 and 18. Repeating the late scratching is race 2, number 9. Gary Harley's done all the form for the 9 races. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Big day. I'm at the track, actually. I had to get out of here earlier because of the your preview, and then we run just about straight into the television one. But it's a magnificent day. They couldn't have asked for better, just like Sydney. Blue skies everywhere. 9 races. Really good program, Andrew.
And the stewards are just texting me here, Gary. There's another late one that's just come out. Yeah, race 8, number 10, Rocco in the house.
Rocco
withdrawn at 9.43. Yeah, vet's advice. So race 8, number 10, Rocco in the house has just come through as a late scratching. Thanks for the stewards for letting us know on that. Mate, let's get into it here.
Yep.
The first race, number 7, Excelamore for Australian Bloodstock, the fixed odds favourite at $4.40.
I like number 4, Madonica, the one of Gay and Adrian's. I saw it on the Bill at Wyom back in December 7 when it got beat 3/4 of a length, showed really good speed at Leadon, got run down late by Sebring Express, one of poor Tellys. Then it went round on the Magic Millions 2-year-old at Wyong in that hot field, got beat 5, went to the paddock, had a couple of nice trials, won a trial well at Wyong the other day. It's got good speed, it's only 900 metres. It'll be hard to beat. Number 7, Excelamore. Trial was okay on a heavy track at Wyong on the 22nd of March behind Madonica. It'll be hard to beat, no doubt about that. Number 5, Brunch, beautifully bred schnitzel filly, owned by George Aldamotti. Ronnie Quinton trains, and young Andrew Atkins, he's riding here today. He goes on a week suspension after today. He's going home to Port Macquarie to have a week with the parents, and he's got 5 rides here. He's on Brunch. Its trial was okay. And number 3, Silence, another one. His trial was okay. 3 of the 4 of them are first starters, Andrew, but I went with the one with the race experience, 4, 1, 5, and 3.
And Madonica at the moment, $5 with tab fixed odds. Race 2, number 2, Base Camp. It's the joint favourite with number 8, Fratellino. They're both at 3.20. One, Dream I Can at 3.40. Those three dominate it.
I like Dream I Can, Ronnie Quinton, Andrew Atkins. First up at Warwick Farm, it ran into a very heavy track the other day when it ran fifth. But its form last time in and before that was very good. A couple of good Canterbury placings where it was only just beaten one day by the Pharaoh. And he did run here on the Beaumont track one day when he ran fourth and didn't go too bad. What I like about him today, Andrew, he goes from 1,100 to 1,400, gets away from a heavy track onto a good 4. I think it'd be very hard to beat. 2 Base Camp went really good here the other day, led in the race, won by Whispered Secret, and she's pretty smart, the winner. Was only run down late and beat 3/4 of a length, got a good barrier, got the claim, 3 off. It'll probably lead and be hard to beat. Number 8 is my third pick, which is Fratellino, going well, never runs a bad race, trained here by David Atkins, and number 4, best of the others, Shark Tank for Pat Webster. 1, 2, 8, and 4.
Just before I move to race 3, I'm filthy on myself, Gary, because I wanted to mention it earlier when Ron was here, but Leon Davies texted me last night. He's got his last run at Armidale on Monday as a trainer. He's moving to Victoria to work with the Chris Waller stable. So, Leon, I hope you're listening, but from all your folk up here, we hope that we haven't totally lost you, but a great opportunity opens up for Leon, and he's going to work for Chris Waller down in Melbourne, Gary.
Yeah, he said that 2 or 3 weeks back when I was in Tamworth, was the plan. He had to clear up his stable and everything up there, and he was going to work for Chris in Victoria. So he's given up the training, but it's a good opportunity for him with Chris, no doubt about that.
It is, and it's his last runners at Armidale on Monday. To race 3, a class 2 here at Newcastle. 5, Just Dreaming's the favourite at $3.50. Over 1, Eva Luna at $5.
I like Just Dreaming. This is the horse of Chris Lee's, owned by Judy Wanless. Only had the 3 runs. Bolted in at Wyong, 2 runs back in November. Won a maiden there by 3 lengths. Then run 2nd at Hawkesbury and didn't run a bad race there. Went to the paddock. Trial behind Gunnison, the horse that was just sold for over $1 million. Then trialled all right behind it at Wyong recently, back on the 22nd of March. It'll be hard to beat here on the good track. Number 8, had in for 2nd, Tennessee Hussey. Unbelievable if you owned this mare. You'd be so frustrated, Andrew. She's had 34 starts for 2 wins and 18 placings. And one of my mates I knew through the rugby league, he's a part owner, Johnny Davies. But anyway, she picked up plenty of prize money. She's won just on $150,000. She's very honest. She'll get a nice run back off them from the one barrier. She'll run a race. Horse of Chris Wallace goes all right. Number 7, Carini. It won well at Wyong last start. Went to the paddock. Had a couple of quiet trials. And won Eva Luna for the Snowdens. 5, 8, 7, and 1.
to race four, a maiden over the 1,200. Siskin, number 10 for Godolphin, the $3.70 tab fixed odds favourite over three, Fabricator at $4.20.
I like Siskin, number 10. I think she'll win this. She's had four starts for four placings, hasn't raced since November, but last time in she was just beaten half a length one day at Warwick Farm. She runs second up here behind Gorm with the wind on the Beaumont track, and then a couple of Kembla placings. She trialled really good the other day at Warwick Farm, won the trial, no pressure on her at all. I think she'll get the money. Thought that number 8 was second pick launching. Zully had the one run, got the length and a half at Canterbury back in January. Had 3 months off, come back with a nice trial at Warwick Farm. I think that it'll run okay. Number 9, Secret Padrill. It won a trial at Randwick. Corey Brown trialled it for Ronnie Quinton. The boy gets on today, young Atkins. Got a lot of speed. I saw it run third one day at Gosford back in August. And number 6, best of the others, Yay Bravo. It was scratched at Wyong on Thursday to run here today. 10, 8, 9 and 6.
Race 5, a maiden over the 1,400 for fillies and mares. 3C Bloom at 360 is the tab fixed odds favourite for Jeff Penzer. 9, Shield Wall at 420. 4 Capabile at 650 and 1 Audacious Spirit and 7 So Splendid, currently $7.50.
My best bet of the day, number 3, C Bloom, one of James Cummings. Jeff Penzer will ride today. An absolute certainty beaten two starts back at Wyong. 1,000 metre race on a good track, got back to near last and just couldn't get a run. And when it saw daylight with about 80 metres to go, it dived through and got beat all half a neck. Should have won for sure. Then it went to Warwick Farm, struck a heavy 9, never handled the track at all, was the report. Andrew, the big thing with this horse, it's had 3 runs, 1 of 1,000, 2 at 1,100, is that she goes to 1,400 today on the big track. And that's what the Sebring filly wants. Jeff Penzer, he's a mile in front in the Jockey's Premiership up here this season. He'll ride her well, and I think she's the better of the day. 4 Capabula get a good run from the inside alley. They only had the one run. Run 30 in that good race beyond Whispered Secret the other day. Number 7, my third pick, So Splendid. It run third on the Beaumont track a month back beyond Savopinski, won a Gay and Adrian's, who went all right that day. And number 9, best of the others, is Shield Wall for Chris Waller. 3, 4, 7 and 9.
3, 4, 7 and 9 in race 5. Race 6, the Little Rascal, the benchmark 65. 4, Sedgenhose, the favourite here at $3.20. Life of O'Brien, number 5 at $4.20. And 3, Fly Till Dawn, $6.50. Gary?
Well, Andrew, Sedgenhose, the New Zealander, trained by Richard Collett. He's based in Sydney now, the horse at Warwick Farm. And he's a horse that's really found form as he's got older and matured. 5-year-old, and his last two runs were rippers. At Wyong on January 4 in a Class 1 and maiden, he led all the way, won by 3.5. Then he went to Wyong and won a benchmark 60 by 6.5 lengths. He's a bold front runner. He likes to roll along up front. He's had 2 terrific trials lately, 76 days since he ran. He won a trial by 5 lengths at Warwick Farm and beat Marin Ostro, and then he ran second behind a rod in a trial at Warwick Farm. Mitchell Bell will ride him with Jason Collett, of course, riding in Sydney. He's a normal rider, and he's trialled him, he's rode him in all them races, Jason, and I know he's got a good opinion of him. I talked to him about him one day at Wyong. 4 Sedgenhose to win. Number 2, All's In, goes well. It'll be very strong at the end of 1850. Run third in the highway at Randwick the other day over 1800. Closed in late, and you'd have to think that he was very unlucky in the race. He should have won. Number 3, Fly Till Dawn, going well. Won well at Goulburn recently. And number 9, best of the others, Lippy and Pearls. It's a front runner. It'll get up on the speed as well. 4, 2, 3 and 9.
To race 7, over 1,200. Ozark, number 1's the favourite at 260 here, Gary.
Yeah, he'll be hard to beat, but I went with number 10 for a bit of value, Tickling for Kim Waugh. Philly's going terrific at the moment. She ran second here the other day, only beaten a length to Rosa Carolina. There's a chance in a race in town today. She's very close to another win, this filly. I got her on top. I thought that the danger, Andrew, was number 8, Vanilocchio. They found 1,000 too short the other day at Gosford. The 1,200 will suit. Ozark's got a terrific chance. He galloped really good here between races with Astern a couple of weeks ago, and Astern was getting ready for that big race. and he was going to run in the Gosford Guineas, but they got washed out. I can see why he's favourite. He'll be very hard to beat. And number six best of the others, Nicker Bell, found a bit of form the other day. 10-8, 1-6.
10-8, sorry, Gary. 10-8,
1-6, mate.
1-6. Thank you, Gary. To race 8, the second last at Newcastle. Number 2, Lucky Fish. Well, this market's actually just been suspended, and that would have been because of the late scratching for Rocco in the house, which was a big odds,
yeah.
But they've suspended it, Gary. So what do you like?
I like Lucky Fish. Mark Newnham's got the horse. He trialled okay at Warwick Farm recently. Ran on very strong at the end. His first up. Couple of good placings at Warwick Farm in Canterbury last time in. Mark won a race on Thursday at Lyme. The stable's going good, and I think Kobe Jennings will ride. I think this will be hard to beat. Number 8, Hesco Girl. Hesco Gold, it's got a big chance, Andrew, this horse, of Bobby Milligan's. Chloe Baker will claim 3. She'll only have 56. She gets back, but she's very strong late. And what'll really suit her is the big track here at Newcastle. Just beaten at Canterbury, 2 runs back. Number 11 and number 5, the others. 2-8, 11-5.
And the last of 9 at Newcastle, 4 Reinforced is the favourite here. Well, it's $5. Torfic Boy at $5.50. But it's a pretty open market, the last here, Gary.
Yeah, you're right there, mate. I'm with Reinforced. He had 11 months off. He did attend it. He come back here and he was off the map into $2 on the Beaumont track. And he threw the rider, Mitchell Bell, as soon as he jumped. So he really just cantered around. Then he went to Newcastle here the other day on the big track. I thought he was a certainty at the 200. Ran up to win, and he just never got past the stable mate Argentina. Got beat ahead. Now, he'll be a lot fitter today. He goes to 1,400. That'll suit.